From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Millions of folks have descended on the nation's capital for the historic inauguration of Barack Obama tomorrow. They're coming by the carload, the plane load, and train load, even bus load. One group of grassroots Obama supporters is en route in a bus caravan from Louisville, Kentucky. NPR correspondent Ina Jaffe is aboard the bus with them, and she's joining us now on a cell phone somewhere between... Well, hey, Ina, where are you exactly?
I am in Clarksburg, West Virginia, and we are making our way to Baltimore, where we're going to overnight, and then we're going to go into Washington in the morning.
Who are these people you're traveling with?
They are people from all walks of life in Louisville, predominantly African-American, but I have met people from 9 to probably 79 today, and... people with all different kinds of jobs and occupations, social workers and teachers and meat plant supervisors and just everything.
You know, the bus must be full of chatter, Ina. What are some of the things these people are talking about, and what are they most excited about either seeing or doing once they get to the nation's capital?
Well, I have to say that there wasn't a real lot of talking going on in the first part of this ride. We began in Louisville at about 3:30 in the morning with a send-off ceremony outside the Expressions of You coffee house. They're the ones who organized this trip. And there were prayers and speakers. And then people boarded the buses about 4:15, 4:30. So for a good part of the time, people were sleeping. But everybody just stopped for lunch. It's gotten a lot livelier. And I did talk to several people, and they told me that yes, it's historic, it goes without saying, and yet people just can't say it enough. And they talked about not only their pride in Barack Obama being the first African-American president, but also that he is not just the president for African-Americans. This is a cause for everyone to rejoice because they really feel he will be uniting people of every background in this country.
I've got about 15 seconds just to ask you this one quick question. Have you noticed anybody that's older on the bus who... for whom this would be a particularly poignant moment?
You know, there are a lot of family groups traveling together. And, yes, there is a mother with her two grown daughters. And they all acknowledge that it was different for the mom than it was for them, that she had witnessed more overt racism and experienced more in her life than they had in theirs.
Ina, thank you very much. Travel safely. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
That was NPR correspondent Ina Jaffe traveling to the inauguration with a bunch of folks on a bus from Kentucky to Washington.